Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the A-List Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag, Indeed.com, and Rocket Money. Welcome to the A-List Podcast. I'm Quantley Lunas, as always, joined by Gary Washburn and H-Rod Blakely. Welcome to the podcast.
feeling good. My team's going to a bowl game. The Celtics are winning. Right. Everything is coming up roses with your boy.
All right, the bowl game will not be mentioned because another team had to suffer
in the order BC to Pigeons. Those BC Pigeons, it's all good. I got love Gary, for BC.
How was your Thanksgiving, Gary?
It was nice, very nice, thank you.
Yeah, yep. I'm glad to hear that.
I had some turkey too.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations.
I have no issue with turkeys.
And pigeons.
Quan, how was Thanksgiving in Jersey?
It was amazing. I was able, obviously, to celebrate Thanksgiving, but my dad's birthday was also during the weekend, so we
shout out bowling. Shout out to Quan's dad, who deals with like the most difficult students in the world to deal with.
You went bowling?
Yeah, we went bowling, and there was, like, a little arcade in there, so we played air hockey and basketball. My mom beat me at air hockey, and she wasn't even trying, so I'm still bitter about that.
Wow.
But we're a very competitive family, so it was a good time.
So you caught multiple L's this weekend.
I did. Why'd you have to put it like that? You're right. My dad won both bowling rounds, so I really did take a lot of L's.
What about your brother? He didn't.
My brothers, actually, I lied. I won the Papa Shot contest against both of my brothers.
Wow.
They're taller than me. So I think that should alleviate the L's that I took, hopefully. I think we're good on that one.
Okay. But
thankfully, the Celtics, they're doing a little better than
others.
They're looking pretty good. The Celtics, they're on this load management program at this point. Tatum was off Sunday. Horford off Monday. Brogdon is in and out of the lineup. What do you two make of the timing of when we talked about this last week? So it actually makes sense. But what do you two make of the timing of giving these guys some rest?
Love it. I love the fact that they're figuring out ways to get their core guys a little bit of downtime in season. And they're not missing a beat. I mean, they're still beating the snot out of teams when you don't have Tatum, when you don't have Jaylen, when you don't have Al. And that's the sign of a team that isn't just built to win. This is a team that's built to win a title. When you look at what they're able to do, you look at how well they're shooting the ball. And, you know, we talk all the time about how important it is to have good spacing, but it's important to have good spacing with guys who can make shots. That's the difference between this team and some of those previous Celtics teams we've seen. They've had, I think the last couple of years, they've had the potential to have some pretty good spacing on the floor. They just didn't have enough guys to make shots. But now they're at a point where they can put five versatile, multi-positional players on the floor in waves who can all make shots. And you know, the one guy that has really just kind of stood out to me among the guys making shots is Gary's favorite player, Derek White, who's shooting damn near 40% from three-point range. Something that I'm sure many people, including Gary, but we ain't gonna say no names, who thought he would never be able to do. So Derek White has been one of the many keys to why this team is rolling and why they can have the load management and it not be as big an issue as it is for some other teams who want to go that route.
Yeah, load management, I think, is a good time. You're the face of the Wizards team that's beatable, and they were able to easily beat the Wizards without Jason. And then you face a Charlotte team. It's just, unfortunately, you feel bad for Steve Clifford. I mean, man. Yeah, they ain't got nobody out there. You know, they're playing a bunch of kids and you know, no LaMelo, no Rozier, no Gordon. We all know what happened with the, you know, mistakes and you know, terrible things. They, you know, he played no contest, and Miles Bridges did. Like, just a team that was probably could have competed for the play-in, you know, just a competitive club, just decimated. And the Celtics were just playing with him on Monday night. It was just, it's hard to watch that in an NBA game, you know, now, you know, because these guys are all professionals and, you know, the Celtics ain't trying to embarrass nobody, but they pretty much did. You know, they got up 30 and, you know, but, you know, without Jalen, so, and without Al. So I think it was a good time to rest because now the rubber hits the road. Two games against Miami and then that treacherous road trip to Brooklyn, Toronto, Phoenix, Golden State, LA, and LA. So it ain't going to get no easier. You're not going to rest Tatum in one of those games or Brown. So get those guys rested up for his road trip. And I think that was a good way. And, you know, Miami's been decimated also. So who knows? They might give, you know, maybe Jalen or somebody else a day off Wednesday and kind of think, listen, you know, we'll just have to kind of sacrifice maybe a chance at victory now to give a guy a break and try to get it on Friday because you got one of these two game series. So I think it was a good idea to rest. It was kind of a softer part of the schedule with Washington and Charlotte because Sacramento came in looking like they was going to do some real damage. And so they took that game seriously, won it. But I think it's good to get these guys a break. They've been grinding. And obviously it ain't like Joe's limiting their minutes during the game. I mean, Joe be pushing them. Joe be playing them dudes. You know, you got to be up 30 with 5 minutes left for Joe to think about taking the starters out at this point.
Win, baby, win.
Yeah, he pushing them, and that's great. But this is still November. Like, you know, it's a long haul. You do not want Jason tired out as he was in the finals. You do not want these guys. What you want to do is what they're doing. Get these victories, 17-4, build a nice lead in the East. You're going to go through your ups and downs, losing streak here and there, but just do enough early work to where you don't have to swelter like they did last year at the end.
Gary, we talk about how well the Celtics have been doing right now, but a big addition to that would be Robert Williams, and reportedly he should be returning to the Celtics by Christmas. What do you think will be not only the added benefit, but what do you think, how do you think he can get incorporated into this lineup to help the Seas to continue to win?
Well, we know it's Robert, and Robert is a fragile guy, impactful player, but a fragile player. Mm-hmm. So I don't expect that they are going to bring him back and throw him in. You know, maybe Joe would, you know, but I think they're going to bring him back at maybe 5 minute increments, maybe 12 to 15 minutes a game for a week or two, or maybe a little bit less than that, then start doing them 20 minutes, then see what happens when he, you know, put him in the lineup. Because I think of things, what they've done with this early winning streak is ensure that they don't have to push Robert to get back. Mm-hmm. I think there was a lot high level concern of like, damn, he's going to miss like 30 games. Like they could be 15-15 and down 6-7 games in the East by the time he comes back. I think it was real concern that they wouldn't be able to tread water without him because we didn't expect Luke to do so well. Didn't expect Horford to play well, didn't expect their offense to be as good. Hauser, all these guys coming through, Derek White, as Sherrod mentioned, we didn't expect that. But so now what the Celtics have done is bought themselves some time. And you, what you, your goal for the Celtics is make sure Robert's healthy, get him warm and get him reps and get him 100% ready for the playoffs. Your plan with Robert Williams is postseason. Who cares at this point? If they're winning without him like this, he only adds to it, but you want him ready, healthy, in his prime time ball, playing the best ball of his career come April. So I think that's the thing. The good thing is for the Celtics, if you're a Celtic fan, they don't have to rush him back. They don't have to go, okay, well, gee, we're sixth in the East. We don't want to be sixth. They have done so much good early work. And that's what they talked about. Jumping on the early part of the schedule, building some win victories together. So with Robert, I'm sure take him off the bubble wrap, but make sure that he doesn't, you know, do anything. If he feels a little bit of pain, sit him. Don't play him in back-to-backs. Like, you know, treat him like, you know, with kid gloves, as they say, and make sure that he's ready to roll by April 15th.
Yeah. The thing about Rob at this point is that he to me, is what gets you over the hump to win a title. You've already shown you can win at a high level without him. And the way that his minutes, even when he's fully healthy, are distributed, he's an easy one to load manage because he doesn't play a ton of minutes to begin with. So keeping him in somewhere in the low to mid teens is very realistic, very reasonable to kind of get him back into the flow of things without him having to, you know, carry this huge burden. And it also gives you a chance to keep developing Luke Kornet, who I just think is getting, from when you look at where he was at the beginning of the season, where I'm wondering, why the hell is he out here? What value is he bringing? To a point now where he's throwing up the signs when he makes shots and everything. Got his own little hand signals, like he Tatum with the kiss. He's got his own little thing that he's got going on now. He's got that kind of confidence, and he's making those kind of plays. And it's great to see if you're a Boston Celtics fan, because this is a guy that when you went through your Rolodex of who can I bet on to get it done with us this year, and who maybe is more of a crapshoot. He has clearly been an investment that has paid off way beyond the investment that the Celtics made in him, and more than what the players, I think, anticipated. So give him major props for just making himself not just available, but actually productive in the minutes that he does get. And I talked to him about that before the last game. And, you know, he says, you know, I'm just going to try to control what I can control. I can't control how much Rob plays when he gets back. I just know that when I play, when I get out there, I gotta do something. I gotta make things happen. And I think for him, part of that has to do with the fact that him just becoming more comfortable with the guys around him and the guys having more confidence in him. It seemed when he was out there early on, he was just like a 7 foot and some change mannequin out there, where he would get to a spot and that's it. He wasn't trying to do anything. But now he's looking to rebound. He's looking to do that kind of funky defense that he plays, but it works for him more times than not. He's making his presence felt. He's scoring the ball a little bit. He's doing the things that you want a guy to do when you know that they're on limited minutes, that you know they're not going to be your regular guy. So kudos for him for giving the Celtics good production and cashing in on the opportunity that he's getting.
Well, you set me up perfectly for our first sponsor, betonline.ag. If you're looking to cash in, you know that the NBA season's underway and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. So on their website, you'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, game trends. That's all there on betonline.ag. And as your continued source for all your sports wagering information, they feature live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, of course, the NBA, the NFL, NHL, MMA, you name it, they probably have it on there. So head to betonline.ag and join right now. You can receive a 50% welcome bonus with our code CLNS50. That's a 50% welcome bonus right before the holiday. So you're not spending too much money on that sign up. CLNS50 to get that reward. BetOnline, where the games start. And we're talking about the Celtics. We have Marcus Smart. We mentioned him on our little social segment that you'll find on our social media platforms. Marcus Smart, he's been doing the thing. Do you think, though, he's entered the All-Star conversation? Because I think last year, if you mentioned him potentially being a part of it, people would bat an eye and think you were crazy. But it's a little different this time around.
It's a little different this time around. I think he is almost in the conversation. And I say that because statistically, he's not going to be one of the top 3 or 4 point guards in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
But if the Celtics continue to pull away in the Eastern Conference, teams are typically rewarded with one more All-Star than they probably deserve if they're having a significant amount of success. And Tatum is a no-brainer All-Star. Hell, he's MVP candidate. I think Jaylen Brown has done more than enough to distinguish himself as one of the best guards, not just in the Eastern Conference, but in the NBA. And I think Marcus Smart, this could be the year where he gets that little extra something. Because remember, for the reserves, they're chosen by coaches. And the coaches typically reward winning teams, winning situations. And as Gary alluded to earlier, I mean, Marcus is a glue guy. This team does not have the success that it has had over the last, you know, some odd years without Marcus Smart. And people, I think, have to realize that the last couple of years have been the only time in his time as a Celtic where he was given the keys to the engine and allowed to be a playmaker. This is the same guy that had to play second fiddle in terms of playmaking to Kyrie Irving and Isaiah Thomas and Kemba Walker, all established multi-all-stars, and understandably so why he had to play second fiddle to them. But now with those guys gone and where there's no clear playmaker per se that he's got to basically take a backseat to, Marcus has shown his ability to be a leader, not only in terms of his words and his actions, but also with his play. And the way that this team is winning, it would not shock me if they finish with the best record in the Eastern Conference. And if they're up by like 5, 6, 7 games at that point, it wouldn't shock me if the coaches decided to give Marcus one of those reserve all-star nods.
Yeah, I do think he has an opportunity. I'll say this about Marcus. He has very much adjusted his game. I'm looking at his stats. He's taking 9.3 shots a game, his lowest since 2017-18. He's taken 5.1 three-pointers a game, which is, remember, 3 years ago in the shortened season in the bubble, he took almost 7 a game. So he's lowered his three-point attempts, and his average is 35%. That's exactly what you want out of Marcus. Marcus, unless it's just he hits a hot streak, is never going to be a 40% three-point shooter. You just don't want him at 30%. You want him in the mid-30s. That's fine, 35.1%. 7.5 assists, 11.6 points, 1.1 steals. You know, he's shooting overall 44% from the field. Two-point shots, which I think is important, 55% on two-point shots. The career high, 55%. So he is efficient in the paint. Those are paint shots. Those are when he's getting to the basket, getting to the rim. That's impressive that he is improve his offensive game. His efficient field goal percentage, 53.7. Field goal percentage, 53.7. His career is 47%. So he is having offensively one of his best years, not scoring average because he's not taking as many shots. But his best scoring year, 2019-20, he shot 37.5% from the field. Okay, that's not good. He averaged 13 points a game because he was chucking them up. Now he's shooting two fewer shots. His average is up to 44.1%. That's good for a guard. 35.1% is average for a three-point shooter. That's good. That's average. All you want from Marcus, you want him to be able to hit the three. You don't want him shooting 12 a game, and you know he's probably never going to get to that 40% plateau. But 35 is good for him. So I think overall, 85% from the line, career high. So Marcus had offensively a very, very good year in addition to being a good ball distributor. His turnovers are low. He has a 7.5 assist, so 7.5 to 2 assist to turnover ratio. That's good because last year was 6-2. So he's averaging an assist and a half more per game and the same amount of turnover. So he's cutting down on those silly plays, the ball off the backboard to Tatum.
He listens to our podcast. Yes,
he still takes some chances here and there, you know, some like, Marcus, why'd you do that? But they're a lot less than they were a couple of years ago when that 19-20 team, I think he was really trying to do too much. He was trying to be that third guy. This time he's that third guy, but there's Brogdon, there's White, there's other guys who can score. So Marcus doesn't need to average 15, 16 points a game. He doesn't need to be the third leading scorer on the team. They got other guys. And I think he's comfortable with that. Cause I think, I think his argument, which I get, was, well, shoot, have somebody else step up then. Have somebody else take the big shot then. Who's going to do it? Like, I'll do it. I'll take the criticism. Now he's like, you got Jason, you got Jalen, Al here and there, Brogdon, White, You know, you got guys who can hit shots. So I'm sure Marcus is like, shoot, this is making my job. I don't have to be a scorer. So I think it's good. The less shots he takes, the better. And then he has worked on that post game where he can get to the rim, uses his size. That has been a big development in his game to me, is just the ability to post up, to get to the rim. He's become more crafty, shooting off the rim, doing that play a couple of days ago. He did the Euro step. He's worked on his footwork. He's shooting with the other hand, like things that develop guys who work hard in their games do. So I think he has a shot, especially if the Celtics are running away in the East or the number one and number two seed, because you got to think Middleton, there's going to be a spot left because Middleton is not played yet this year for Milwaukee. So Milwaukee, if you go down the East, you're like, okay, who's going to make the All-Star team? There, you know, is Kyrie going to make it? No. So there's a few, okay, you know, Jason, KD. Other than that, like, there's not a lot of like, oh, he's in, you know, like, oh, that's a must. If you look at me, I'm sure Donovan Mitchell will be in Salt Lake City back in his old stomping grounds. If you look, Trae Young, I'm sure, obviously. If you look down the East, there's going to be some potential spot or two open, because there's going to be some newcomers on this team. Remember, likely no Kyrie, likely no Chris Middleton. So Milwaukee's not sending three or four guys. Milwaukee will probably send just Giannis. So the Celtics do have a chance to get three All-Stars.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sherrod, where do you think Marcus stacks up against in the East, the other guards in the East, point guards specifically?
Oh, goodness. If you're talking about, see, with Marcus, you've got to look at it from two different lenses. You've got to look at statistical stacking up and impactful stacking up. If you're looking at the stacks, he does not look good against a lot of the guys. Garland, Kyrie, Halliburton, you go down the list, there's like maybe four or five that are in that all-star talent conversation, and Marcus does not stack up particularly well against him. But when you talk about impact, talk about winning, which again, I go back to the fact that Marcus, if he's going to get in, he's going to be voted in by the coaches. So you go and look. So that's why my focus when it comes to Marcus and his all-star candidacy is more about what the coaches are looking for than what you and I and fans and media look for. They look for winners. They look for impactful players. They look for guys who can move the needle in a way that takes you from being mediocre to above average, or from slightly above average to being a title contender. Marcus checks off a lot of those boxes with his defense, with his improved shooting ability, more selective in his shot taking now in a good way. And he'll still have those stretches where you're like, damn, Marcus, what the hell are you doing? And that's okay. Because right now, those moments are so few and far between compared to what we've seen in previous years. And that's one of the reasons why I think he does have a really good shot if the Celtics can keep winning, because the decision won't be left to you or me or fans. It'll be left to the coaches, the folks who game plan against Boston every night, the ones who, when they're going back and preparing, you know, their video cuts of what Celtics are doing well and what they're not doing well, he's someone that stands out with what he does defensively, his decision-making as a point guard. I mean, he had damn near a double-double in the first quarter last, you know, the other night. I mean, that's insane for any player, let alone, you know, a guy, Marcus, who's not known for his scoring and playmaking. So I think he does have a good shot based in large part because the decision-makers who will be making that call are coaches and not players, or excuse me, not fans. And that's definitely to his benefit.
Well, if you have a small business, let's pivot a little bit. We have to talk about Indeed, because as you guys that listen on the regular, I have probably already heard, no one has a business like yours with its strengths and challenges. So to succeed, you're going to need a hiring partner that adapts to those needs. And that, of course, is Indeed. They are the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So instead of spending hours on multiple job sites trying to find the right candidate for a job, you can just go to Indeed.com. They have this instant match tool, which over 80% of employers say that they get quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match the job description, which, again, is really hard for a lot of businesses when they're looking to hire for the right person for the job. The moment you sponsor a job, you're usually going to find the person that you need. And when you sponsor, you're actually three times more likely to get a hire, according to Indeed data. With Indeed, you can select for the skills that matter most to you, add from a selection of over 100 Indeed assessment tests to the job post, and that'll help you hone in on the candidate that you need with the right skills as soon as possible. Even better, Indeed is actually the only job site where you can pay for applications that meet those must-have requirements. If you're looking to hire, you can do that right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/A-list. Offer good for a limited time. You can claim that $75 credit. Again, we're talking about the holiday season. We're all trying to save where we can. So all you have to do is go to Indeed.com/A-list and that'll help you save $75 on that job post. Again, that's Indeed.com/A-list. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire, you need Indeed. We talked about Marcus Smart. Another person that's stood out for various reasons for this Celtics team is Blake Griffin. He is looking, I don't know if we're going to get this consistently, but he was looking pretty good on Monday night. Do you think he's the fill-in big that the Celtics are looking for? Obviously, when we talk about load management for Al Horford, can Blake Griffin be that guy? Or was that just a spark in a, was it a spark in a pan? Is that the term?
Flash
I'm not
the
good
pan.
With my analogies.
Flash in a pan.
Flash in a pan. There we go.
That was before your time and mine, Coin. Don't think no. That's Gary's here.
Gary saw the first flash in a pan.
Spark in the pan. Never mind.
Get the term right. Let's move forward. Trying to roast you.
That's called having too much cooking grease in the stove. That's spark. But I think Blake has been better than I thought, to be honest with you. I'm not all that blown away by what he did against Charlotte, just because Charlotte kind of sucks this year. With all the injuries, it doesn't surprise me, but Blake is better than I thought. I mean, he's not, this is not the Blake jumping over cars for a dunk, Blake Griffin. That dude ain't coming back. If you see him, you're watching a video from early Blake days. Yeah. He's not that guy anymore, but what he is a smart, savvy veteran. You watch him play, and he's done this game. He's been in the game long enough to where he knows what he can and can't do. He knows where he can help and where his play might be a detriment. I'm still a little bit nervous about having him out there for extended periods of time because I still think his defense is very shaky. But his ability to make hustle plays on the boards, his ability to score when he's got a matchup that's favorable to him, he still has a lot of those skills and had that ability left in the tank. But my thinking is that anyone that you were to bring in as that extra big, you're not going to be expecting to do much more than Blake Griffin provides. And if you're not going to get much more than that, then why? Why would you make that deal? I know there's been a lot of talk about Poeltl, the big from down in San Antonio, possibly being on the radar. But that dude is going into free agency. He ain't trying to be no spark or flash in the pan or spark in the pan, whatever quite you want to call it. He's trying to get some burn. He's trying to play, and that's not going to happen. So Blake is the ideal fill-in, someone who you can keep on the bench for 3, 4, 5, 6 games, throw him in a lineup, and he's not going to be freaking out or feel this added burden of pressure to perform. He's just going to do what Blake can do and leave it at that.
I think Blake has done exactly what they've asked him to do. You know, it's interesting just to see Blake and to know what he once was and a perennial all-star dude could jump out the gym, an athletic freak, just even from his days back in Oklahoma, and just now he's you know, a glue guy. Like he's hustling, he's not gonna get the loose balls, diving, things like that. Like he is doing what it takes to remain in the league. And I think that the Celtics needed a guy like him. Now, is he gonna help him? He might help him help you win a couple of ball games here and there, you know. But I think he's played what, 8-9 games of their 21, you know. I think he has the perfect role. Clubhouse leader, old head, those guys can talk to. He's got a great sense of humor. And the great thing about Blake that I've noticed, he doesn't take himself too seriously. He is not that guy, like, you know, where we you talk about, you know, as Sherrod and I've discussed back in the day, Iverson in his later years, or, you know, Russell Westbrook now. He doesn't walk into the locker room and say, do you all know who I am? Do you know what I've done? Do you know, you know me? And he doesn't come with that type of arrogance. And I think that that helps you stay in the league. Because if you look at the guys now, you know, Dwight Howard, DeMarcus Cousins, like people are like, you know, do you want the headache? Blake ain't no headache. Blake's a good team guy. If he doesn't play, he's not going to complain. Does he want to play more? Of course, he'll think he wants to play more. Is he capable of more than he does? Yeah, he could shoot still, kind of shoot the three. You know, he could get up a little bit still. Obviously, you know, he's not he ain't going to get him off the pick and roll, but in dunking on, you know, folks. But, you know, he still can do stuff athletically, not nearly at the level of his heyday, but he still is, he's useful out there. You know, it's not like, and nothing against Udonis Haslem, but it's not like you're throwing Haslem out there and it's like, you know, okay, why is he out there? Like, you know, you don't want to see that dude play, but you don't want to see Haslem playing 30 minutes in a game, you know?
Oh, fair, yeah.
He's 42, right? He's just, you know, but Blake,
I don't want to see 30 seconds of him in
the
game.
You can see, you can see Blake out there for 20 minutes, about max, and him, you know, give you 9 points and 8 rebounds and a steal. Or in a couple of good screens, that type of thing. So I think it's amazing that he has developed into this guy, because a lot of guys in his position would either be trying to go overseas, trying to go to China, still thinking I'm still the man I was. Blake knows he's not that guy. And he knows the league knows. I mean, he told me last night, like, hey, you look at the video. I see what I see. I see myself in 2022 and then look at games in 2012, you know, I mean, I know, you know, I know. And I think that that acceptance is really rare. And I think it's refreshing, because that's how guys stay in the league. Because in this today's NBA, the 30 somethings are getting weeded out because teams rather literally cultivate and develop a prospect. You rather have Mufondo Cabangeli on your team, Fiondu Cabangeli.
So close.
You rather have him on your team than a Dwight Howard or DeMarcus Cousins, because Fiondu's going to play his ass off. He's going to go to Maine when you tell him to. He's going to come back when you tell him to. You can basically, he's a prospect still, you know? And so for guys of the, because I'm sure, you know, before your time, Quan, I'm not throwing it in your face, but like when Sherrod and I began covering the league in the, you know, the mid 2000s, early 2000s, there were a lot of older guys on rosters, you know, because those dudes are old heads. They were sages. They, you know, now those dudes are getting weeded out. If you can't play, you're not playing. You know, there ain't no Udonises much around anymore like that. If you can't play, see you later. You can go to Taiwan. You can go to China. You can go to, you know, MSK, CSK Moscow, whatever. But the league rather develop prospects and find that gym, that guy who has been slept on or maybe didn't make it in his first stop, than put faith in a dude whose skills have declined. You know what I'm saying? So there's I mean, I was looking, you know, LiAngelo Ball's in the G League. Charlotte still, you know, trying to figure out, okay, does he have something?
Yeah.
You know, teams would rather do that, you know, over or get a guy who maybe didn't work out in his first stop, but still 22, 23 can work out as opposed to a Blake. So I think it's refreshing to see that Blake has that attitude and he's trying to get a championship, you know. Yeah. Same with DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre's a backup center now. Does DeAndre feel like he can still start? I'm sure there's Hawks still starting. I'm sure if you asked him with nobody saying nothing, but DeAndre's like, listen, either I come with that attitude that I should be a starter and I don't play nowhere, or I can keep making a couple of dollars, you know, $5-6 million a year as a backup and still be in the league and living the life. So some guys have to make decisions. I think Blake made a decision. I want to win a championship. I want to help out. I want to mentor. And that's the way to go. That's the way, unfortunately, for some of these guys, you got to stay in the league.
You're right, Gary. You're absolutely correct. It is refreshing, you know, from what we're seeing from those OGs. And you know what else is refreshing? Saving money. Something that we're going to talk a little bit about from our good friends from Rocket Money. Are you wasting money on subscriptions? 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. Maybe for you, it's an unused Amazon Prime account or a Hulu account that never gets streamed. There's this great app that helps you track all of your expenses. And because of it, you no longer waste money on subscriptions you don't even use. You might have heard of it. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions when the actual total cost is closer to $200 and some change. That's right. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. There's this app that you surely will love that takes care of that for you. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. Now, the app shows you all your subscriptions in one place and then cancels for you whatever you don't still want. Rocket Money can even find those subscriptions you didn't even know you were paying for. You may even find out you've been double charged for a subscription. To cancel a subscription, all you have to do is press cancel and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. So get rid of the useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/A-list. Seriously, it could save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/A-list. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions right now at rocketmoney.com/A-list. And special shout out to my man, Gary Washburn, so he can save up some money and give me and Kwani nice gifts for Christmas. Boom.
Yes, we love it. We love it.
Gary's all on it, right, Gary?
Yeah, I think so. Right, I think I guess we're getting some good gifts as a result. As we head around the NBA quickly before we wrap up, let's talk about the Miami Heat, because their fans are one thing, they're obnoxious, but they are on a 3-game win streak. So what do you two make of it? Is that just another flash in the pan? I like flash in the pan. It sounds cool.
I like spark in the pan, spark in the plate.
Spark in the plate. That's a new one. Spark in the sky.
Are the
Miami Heat legit? And I ask this only because, of course, the Celtics do face them on Wednesday. So I need to get a sense of what Celtics fans should expect for this game as well.
If the Celtics play pretty close or damn better than half as well as they normally play, they'll win this game with no problem. Miami, you know, the thing about the Heat, the one thing that they're doing a much better job of now is defending. Their defensive rating has been up over these last few games. They're doing a better job of limiting opponents' three-point shooting percentage. They're doing all the things that have really we've come to expect from Eric Spoelstra teams. And as Gary alluded to earlier, they've had some injury issues, obviously, that they've been dealing with, and that certainly derailed them to some extent. But as we've seen with the Celtics, in or out of a lineup, it doesn't matter. Whoever's stepping on the floor for Boston is balling. And that, I don't think, is going to change because really, you know, those backups, when they get a chance to play now, they're coming in with the right mindset, and that is we may not get a chance to get a burn on any other time. It's now or never. We got to ball. We got to make it hard on Joe to keep us on the bench. And I don't believe Miami has the kind of team makeup right now that can really, really challenge the Celtics. I expect them, Boston, to win both of these games pretty convincingly.
Yeah, Miami's a very hard team to read because they've never really been healthy. And the question is, like, are they a contender? And Jimmy Butler's been out, you know, missed a good amount of games. I think he's missed 8 games this year because Miami is, as we speak, 10 and 11, okay, with a home heavy schedule, right? And the only guy to play in all 21 games is one 36-year-old Kyle Lowry. The rest, Adebayo missed 2 games, Strus 2 games, Tyler Hero missed 8 games, Jimmy missed 8 games, Gabe Vincent missed 5 games. Like, they have been, Duncan Robinson missed 5 games. They have been a walking mass shooting. So, it's hard to tell whether they're a contender. I don't think they are, because I just don't think that they have that oomph. Like, nobody, you know, like Jimmy, when he gets going, can scare anybody. He is capable of a 40-point game, you know, just that 47-point game he had at the Garden in game 6 that the Celtics could close it out. He's still someone to fear. But in Adebayo, when he's right, he's scoring a little bit more this year. But, like, Lowry is not having a good year. Lowry's shooting 38% from the field. And, you know, Max Strus, you know, the pinpoint three-point shooter is only shooting 35% from the three. Tyler Herro's been hurt. He's only shooting 33% from the three. Gabe Vincent, this is the shocking one. Every time I see Gabe Vincent put up a shot against the Celtics, that damn thing goes in, okay? Gabe Vincent shooting 30% from three and 39% from the field. Like, this team is really, really bad offensively, right? So the question is, are the Celtics, I think the Celtics are catching them at the right time, but Miami's going to need another piece. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to need, it just seems like they don't have that guy to join Jimmy. Is it Hero? Can you put faith in Hero? That you got the big extension, who is it? Is it Lowry? As I said, Lowry, 36 years old now. What can you expect from Kyle Lowry besides durability? Obviously, he's played in all 21 games. So the Heat are kind of a mysterious team. You always trust Eric Spoelstra because he's a great coach, one of the top 5 coaches in the league. But the roster they've put together is just a bunch of, you know, Orlando Robinson, Haywood Highsmith, and Nikola Jovic, the rookie, Drew's like guy, Dwayne Dedman, like guys, you're like, who, what? You know, like they cultivate those guys, but it seems like the Heroes and the Vincents and the Struces Lowry's have not been good. So it's basically Bam and Butler. And remember, they were putting mad faith in Victor Oladipo, and Victor ain't played this year yet. He's still out with his knee soreness. Who knows when he's going to come back? They signed him. I thought the Celtics, you know, we saw what he did in the playoffs. I was like, wow, he would be good. And obviously, I'm sure they're glad they didn't do that. I thought, you know, they'd be good for the – he'd be a good kind of off-the-bench guy to, you know, before they signed Gallo and all that. That didn't work out. It hasn't worked out. But, you know, to fill up the basket, the guy could just come off the bench and score. But Oladipo hasn't played this year. So Miami's got to get healthy, and they need one or two more guys before I consider them a contender. Although I think it would be 2 very good games, a rivalry. The teams play each other hard. Adebayo's always been a problem for the Celtics, so I don't expect them to easily just, you know, put them away. But I do think the Celtics got definitely more talent and should win both games.
Yes. They should win both games. I don't think it'll be nearly as close as you think, Gary. I think Miami's trash right now, to be honest with you. I just don't think they're very good. And I think the Celtics, even on a bad game, the Celtics at this point, the way they're playing bad games, they can still beat you by 10. The way they're playing, the way their defense is starting to kind of show signs of figuring things out, you know, because for we're 20 some games into the season, but the first 10 or so, they were like bottom 5, bottom 10 in almost every defensive category. Since then, they've been somewhere closer to the middle of the pack. When your offense is clicking the way theirs is, if your defense can be average your whole team is going to be exceptionally well put together and win a lot of games, which we're seeing. So I'm not worried too much about the Heat. The Brooklyn game on Sunday, that's going to be kind of interesting. That was going to be interesting. But for now, the Heat should be the focus, and I think the Celtics should win both of those games pretty comfortably.
There you have it. Well, the wrap.
The Heat just ruled Jimmy Butler out for Wednesday's game, so it should be
tackle another 5 points in my prediction.
Further developments.
So what's the company you be advertising?
BetOnline.ag. What company? Like it's not paying your bills too. BetOnline. No, BetOnline though. That's good to know. Jimmy's not going to be in the game. You might want to go and use that code CLNS50.
Exactly. Save
money and make more money. Look at that. It's a win-win. Exactly.
Before we break out, one quick note. Shout out to the U.S. men's soccer team in the World Cup.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent win over Iran. Watched the game in its entirety. That was a hell of a game. So shout out to them for getting that W and moving on to the knockout round where they will play the Netherlands on Saturday. So good for them. That.
And it ended up being a also political type game as well. So they literally had no choice but to win and show that freedom, liberty, freedom of speech, all of that, women's rights, that's where it's at.
There you go.
Anyway, that being said, once again, I want to give a shout out to all of our partners, BetOnline.ag, Indeed.com, and Rocket Money. Make sure you use those promo codes if you're looking to sign up for any of those platforms. For H-Rod Blakely and Gary Washburn, I'm Kwani Lunis. This is the A-List Podcast. Come back next week, and we'll give you more.